of our visitors, all of our regulars. It's so wonderful for you to come out and share with us tonight. And as the theme for leading up to this at our congregation here the last 3 weeks, we've been talking about Jesus is, and tonight it's the culmination of that, that he is, that all of our hope is in Jesus. And we're so glad that you're here and able to share with us. Before we begin tonight, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our Father and God in heaven, we just thank you for each and every one that's here tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth that lies within it. We just thankful for our family, our friends, our neighbors, everyone that is here. We're thankful that we can bear the name Christian. We're thankful that there's you, the good God Almighty, that we can serve. We are thankful that Jesus Christ, our cornerstone, and we know that all of our hope lies within him. We are so grateful and thankful that you are patient, that you are kind, that you are loving, that you extend your grace and your mercy to us each and every day. May we never take that for granted, but be ever thankful of the love that you show us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Drake shared with you a passage this evening out of Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19. The first portion of that verse is what is our focus here. And as we've looked, we live in a world that needs hope. We live in a world that is lost for something to grab onto, and all of our hope is a reminder that it is in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 6:19 says that this hope that we have as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast. The problem is too many times in this world we put our hope and we put our faith and we put our trust in things that just don't hold up. And I'm here tonight just to share a small message with you about the hope that we can put on and in Jesus Christ. There are many things that we put our hope on or our hope into, and it lets us down. There's times we like to talk about two gentlemen by the name of Bubba and Buford. And Bubba and Buford, they take a ride in a helicopter. As they reach the maximum altitude, one turned to the other one and said, I hope that nothing goes wrong. I hope that they've got enough fuel. The other one responded, I hope so too, because imagine if we're way up here in the sky and run out of gas, we'd be stuck up here forever. Be careful where you put your hope. Recently, I was reading the book written by Charles Dickens entitled The Great Expectation. I had more hope for it. The other day at school, the kids were taking a quiz. Some of them were taking a quiz on how they'd studied their Roman numerals. And as they were going to class, I thought I'd play a little, you know, discussion there with them. And I said, I hope you get a C. Right, there you go. Right, Cully. That's the only math problem he's got right all year. But then there's those of us, my generation, getting older, that grew up knowing Johnny Cash, Bob Hope, Steve Jobs. That's when we had cash and we had hope and we had jobs. It seems like the way things are going now, we've got no hope, no cash, and no jobs. And then I thought to myself, oh dear, Lord, please take care of Kevin Bacon. Right? We want to make sure we put our hope in the right thing. This is on a serious note, a little sad, but serious. So a robber broke into our home the other night with the hopes of finding some money. At first I jumped up and was kind of startled, and then I thought, you know, I should help him look. So we can put our hope in areas in which we ought not to. Because other things are going to let us, people are going to let us down. Even, unfortunately, as we try not to, fellow Christians are going to let us down. But I guarantee if we put our trust in the world, in the finances, the economic situation, things of that, it's going to let us down too. And that's why we just want to take a small reminder this evening and share with you how all of our hope and every movement that we make in our life should put all of our hope into Jesus. And so we're going to look at a few things tonight. And the first one is that we're going to look at a hope that gives our soul an anchor. That gives our soul an anchor. G.K. Chesterton said, Hope means nothing when things hope means hoping when things are hopeless, or if there is no virtue in all. As long as matters are really hopeful, then hope is mere flattery or platitude. And you know what? There's times in our life that we just have to get to the point where we hit rock bottom, that we have nothing else. It's the only thing that we can hold on to and grasp onto is the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And that's when we find out that things really matter. It is only when everything is hopeless that we can actually have hope that begins to be a strength for us. We live in a world that needs real hope. The psalmist makes reference in Psalm 62:5, "My soul waits for silence, for God only, for my hope is from him." David knew that 2,800 years ago. Why is it so hard for us as the church to put our hope and our faith in him? And yet the psalmist reminded us of something that he didn't even know yet about. The world was waiting for a coming Messiah to bring it salvation. And that's why we place all of our hope in the one that will supply all of our needs. We cannot place our faith, nor should we, in any other direction. Christ is our anchor. He holds us firm in the winds of the stormy and or in the winds of life and the stormy direction that this life takes us. A boat without an anchor will be lost. And listen to this. A boat without an anchor will be lost, but a soul without Christ as his anchor is lost already. Don't have to wait for it to happen. You're lost already. If we search for hope in any other entity, being, or system, then we are a people who are, in fact, truly hopeless. Our hope and our anchor to that hope can be none other than the God-man, Jesus Christ himself. The Lord is our help and our shield. He is everything that we need for this life and the next. We need to realize that at some point, and prayerfully that point is sooner rather than later, we need to put all of our hope into Jesus. We also see from this passage of Scripture that we're looking for a hope, and the world is looking for a hope that is sure and steadfast. As Christians, we place all of our hope into Christ. By doing this, his hope becomes our hope. Our hope is made complete only in him. He is sure and he is steadfast. The Lord wants for us to be encouraged about our work for him, the things that we do for him. He wants for us to see hope in what we think, in what we say, in what we do. If a people do not realize hope or recognize hope in a situation or an activity or an event, the effort for the individuals from the individuals will suffer. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And if you don't think that's true, if your boss comes to you tomorrow morning and says, "We still need you to put in a full week's work, but you're not going to get paid for it," tell me what kind of effort you're going to put in. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord." As Christians, it is difficult for us to not see the value and worth of doing what Christ asked for us to do. He has set the supreme example for steadfastness and surety in our life. And all we really have to do is follow his path. We count on his surety. We count on his steadfastness. And why is that? Because all of our hope is in Jesus. And then thirdly, this evening, as we look here at this verse, we're looking for a hope, and the world's looking for a hope that reveals Jesus Christ as Savior. We're all looking for a Savior. We all need a Savior. 1 Timothy 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of our God and Savior and of our Christ Jesus, who is our hope. He is one we find all of our hope in. We as Christians live with no doubt that Jesus is our hope. Why can we whistle when things are going rough? Because our hope isn't found in this world, it's found in Jesus Christ. Our hope is that Christ is our Savior, and we know that He is. Scripture tells us so. Paul tells Timothy that Christ is our hope. For us today, we live in hope that in the last day, Christ will save us to heaven and to be with Him for all eternity. 1 Timothy 4:10, for it is for this that we labor and we strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God. Not what man-made doctrines and denominationalism has sent us. Well, we don't follow Buddha. We don't follow Islam. We follow Jesus Christ. For He is the way, the truth, and the life, as we learned this morning. We fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers. Timothy is told that Christ is the Savior of all people, and what needs to be understood is that Jesus may be the Savior to all. However, that does not mean that all people have went to Him for the salvation that He offers. They have not went, and it says that's why we are told to ask, to seek, and to knock. But not everyone has asked for Jesus to be their Savior. Unless we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, we are by no means looking for His return. As a matter of fact, we want Him to delay until we're ready. The message is He's going to come back when He wants to, and we need to be ready, church. We can put off being obedient, but you'll be the one that misses out. It's told to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We need to put our hope not in anything of this world, but only in Jesus Christ. And if you see there, we talk about hope, and that's where we draw to the close of this lesson here this evening, that our relationship begins with faith. It is our faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 10:17 tells us that our faith is through the words, our faith comes to us through the Word of God, through the words of Jesus Christ. So faith comes by hearing, and that by the Word of God. But in John chapter 8 and verse 24, the plan of salvation that we find in the Bible tells us that our relationship begins with faith, and that Jesus is the Son of God. It says, you must believe that I am He. That I am who? That Jesus Christ is not just a good prophet. That He's not just a great man. That He is, in fact, the Son of God. The Son of the living God. The only begotten of the Father. And we could go on and on with it. But that's where it all begins. By no means does it end there. For even the demons believe, and they tremble. But our faith and our hope, our belief, ought to move us to a greater relationship with Jesus Christ, where we repent of our sins, where we realize that, as Jesus is telling us, that it wasn't just a matter of coming to Him and dying, that we're all going to die, but He says that we need to repent or we will perish. All of us will pass away. Are you going to carry your sins with you to the grave? Or are you going to have them washed away for all eternity? Confession, Matthew 10:32. This is where we confess that all our hope is in Jesus. The rest of the world may go on and do what they want to do, but we're going to do what Jesus wants for us to do. Jesus has told us in Mark 16:16, to be baptized. He says to believe and be baptized, and then you shall be saved. I hope that you're following along and maybe writing those verses down, because every one of these verses that we look at, it's not said by the Apostle Paul, although that would count. It's not said by the Apostle Peter, although that would count. These are words of Jesus Christ, every one of them. If you got a red letter edition, you look them up. These are everything that Jesus said. Jesus said, you must believe in me. Jesus said, you must repent of your sins. Jesus says, you must confess me as Christ. Jesus said, you must believe and be baptized into Jesus Christ. And then you must live faithfully. Revelation 2:10. Sometimes they're taught, well, I've given my life to Jesus Christ. It's all easy here from here on out. When you become obedient to Jesus, the work's only begun. Then we need to do our best as we put all of our hope in him to follow what he has asked for us to do. Do we agree that the world needs hope? I think we have. The world needs a hope that they can count on. We can seek for salvation in things that the world offers and we'll be disappointed. But if we seek for salvation in the things that Christ has offered, we'll come to the true understanding that there is no other and that all of our hope is in Jesus. At this time, they're going to get ready and they're going to lead us.